Remember those goals that you set for your class at the beginning of the day? And remember that we told the students that we're looking out for those behaviors that we want to see and modeling respect daily? This is where the magic happens. Your choice to begin and continue working in education should not be taken lightly. But how do you manage it all while keeping that fire burning bright so you can show up in your classroom and in life as your best self every day? That's what this show is all about. Welcome to the Burned In Teacher Podcast. I'm Amber Harper, classroom teacher, author of Hacking Teacher Burnout, and with more and more teachers quitting the profession or accepting hashtag teacher misery as their forever reality, I step in as your teacher burnout coach to help you take your next best steps to creating a happier and more fulfilled career and life. Now, let's take one more step forward and out of burnout together so we can burn on, shall we? Let's go. Are you getting ready to start a new school year, or has your school year started, but you are already finding yourself having to repeat yourself over and over and over again? Or do you feel like you're already putting out tons of little fires every single day when you should be teaching? If so, this is the episode for you. Hi, I'm Amber Harper, full-time kindergarten teacher and your teacher burnout coach, here to help you to live a happier and more fulfilled career and life in education and outside of it. And this is episode 2 in a 3-part series all about how to manage your classroom effectively and simply, because if we don't manage our students in our classroom first, we can't teach. Period. So if you have not listened to episode 198, I'm going to ask you to pause or time out this video, go back to episode 198 so you can hear about the rules that I teach in depth every single day that I'm in the classroom with my students to help them to understand my expectations. Because in this episode, I'm going to teach you how to reteach, how to review, and how to reinforce the rules that we talked about in the last episode. We're also going to talk about what it will look like for you to lead simple, short, and predictable morning meetings, as well as stick around to the end, because I'm going to share with you the one part of my day that I look forward to every single day that I never thought was possible. Before we dive in, I want to say a quick thank you to Living on Hope. They left a really sweet rating and review on Apple iTunes. They said, "Take what you need. I found Amber and her podcast, her book, and her program at the exact right time in my life. I was at a crossroads in my career where I just wasn't feeling it anymore, but I wasn't ready to leave teaching. I was bogged down by all the negativity, the lack of boundaries, and resentment I felt from a position change. Amber helped me to pull out of all of that. She taught me that in order to change for the better professionally, I had to look in the mirror and change some things personally. Now, thanks to her help setting boundaries, gaining clarity, and gaining resilience to the negativity around teaching, I am thriving. Every day is still a conscious effort to be better and to do better, but she has given me the tools I need to make this career that I love be sustainable." Thank you so much, Living on Hope, for that really lovely review and rating. If this sparks your interest on how it is that you can work with me, go to burnedinteacher.com/course. This is my signature course called Burned In Teacher University, and it's all about helping you to create a sustainable career in education that works for you. Okay. And if you have not left a rating or review on Apple iTunes podcast, I would so appreciate it if you do so. It's so nice to hear from you and what you value about the Burned In Teacher podcast. And if you're willing to tell me what you think about the podcast, I am so happy and excited to give you a shout out here on the podcast. All right. With all of that out of the way, let's dive into today's teaching points, which is all about how it is that we actually address these rules and expectations every single day. So we're always setting us, ourselves, and our students up for success, because that is the ultimate goal, so that we can do our job. So again, just a reminder, this is episode 2 in a 3-part series here on the podcast. So if you haven't listened to episode 198, all about those rules that I teach my students, I highly suggest you go back and listen to that. And I want to remind you that I'm going to be hosting a 2-hour workshop all about my step-by-step process for how I use these rules and more strategies to help to set my students and I up for success every single school year. It's taking place on Tuesday, September 19th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It will be recorded and there will be a replay available to anyone who registers. Student behavior is a huge reason for teacher burnout, and I hear about it all the time. So if this is something that you're struggling with or that you're concerned about, go to burnedinteacher.com/classroom-management, and I will lay out everything in an easy-to-follow, predictable way so that you and your students can create a classroom community that you have been dreaming of. So now let's dive into how to continue to reteach, review, and reinforce our rules that we talked about last week. Be respectful, be responsible, be safe, be kind, and be patient. I have two words for you: morning meeting. Now stop, don't exit the episode. Stick with me, please. I used to roll my eyes at the idea of a morning meeting. I had no idea how I was going to fit a morning meeting into my already jam-packed day. But teacher friend, I want you to take a deep breath because, as always, I got you. In this episode, I'm going to lay out exactly how I do my morning meeting so it's simple, predictable, manageable, and it really doesn't take any time to prepare, okay? So each day after announcements, students know that we immediately clean up. Now, side note, time out. This is a good place to remind them of responsibility and respect because some students do not want to clean up or they do not want to stop playing. I do a soft start in my classroom every morning. And this is a big challenge at the beginning of the year, but it gets better because of the strategies that I'm going to teach you. Okay. So as the students are cleaning up, I start with our morning song. I discuss this more in episode 29, which you can access right here, of the Burn In Teacher podcast, and I'll include a link in the show notes as well. But for me, it's the kids' version of the Three Little Birds, but it could be anything that works for you. And of course, the age of your students really comes into play here as well. So we sit in a circle for our morning meeting, and we immediately move to reviewing our zones of regulation and just kind of take a quick stock of how we're feeling. I teach all of these things separately, and we're not going to cover all of the things that I talk about with behavior management. That's a different podcast and a different workshop altogether. Classroom management and behavior management are two different things, but I just wanted to share with you that that is part of our morning meeting. And then we do a fun greeting to each other, maybe a high five or a handshake or a wave, and we practice being kind and respectful by saying hi back when someone talks to us. This is something that continues to be a struggle for some kids all year, but I don't punish them if they don't reciprocate a good morning. I just really talk a lot about how it is so unfriendly and disrespectful to and unkind to ignore someone if they say hi or good morning to you. So I also model a nonverbal way to say hi back if someone says hello to us. It's a simple, like, slight smile or just looking at them and just giving a quick wave. Some students are more comfortable with verbal greetings than others. And again, this is part of being a burned-in teacher. We don't know what their morning was like. We don't know what emotions are coming with all the time into our classrooms. So showing them another option besides being verbal about their hello is another way that you can teach them how to be kind and respectful. Then I read my morning message where I tell them something that we will be doing that day or something they will need to prepare their brains for, like maybe a fire drill or a guest teacher or something that has changed for our day. And I always end that message with "Love, Mrs. Harper." And they're able to repeat that after a few days because it's so predictable. And then, and this is the meat and potatoes of our morning meeting every single day, I choose one daily integrity goal to talk about, model, and reinforce for the day. Today, for my example with you here on the podcast, I'm going to use be respectful. And no matter where you're listening or watching this, I highly suggest for the first few weeks, you choose one integrity trait a day. So if I chose to focus on be respectful today, tomorrow I might choose be responsible. The next day I might choose be safe, and then be kind, and then be patient. You know, that would obviously take like a 5-day week, right? Eventually, you can transition into one integrity trait a week. And I'm going to tell you all about what this would look like because it will take less and less time throughout the year, but you're still touching on it every single day. So again, for today's episode, I'm going to be simple and use be respectful. So I will reinforce the rules that I shared with them the first day. When a teacher asks you to do something, do it. When a teacher asks you to stop doing something, stop doing it. And if I may take a quick time out, the kids are going to be able to finish these sentences with you. Okay, I kid you not. No matter whether you're teaching preschool or kindergarten, it doesn't matter. All right. When you are asked to clean up, you clean up right away and help others if they need it. When a teacher is talking, your lips are together, hands in your lap, crisscross applesauce, and eyes on the teacher. We call that whole body listening. Keep your hands to yourself and stay in your own personal space. And use your words. If someone is in your personal space, you may say, "Please stop, you're in my personal space." "Please stop, I don't like that. Can you please help me?" Use your manners, say please, thank you, excuse me, and I'm sorry. And I will pull out 1 to 3 of these specific rules to highlight for this meeting. I might just pick when a teacher asks you to do something, do it. And we're going to focus on that one for a second. And that might be the only one we focus on for the day. Depends on your teaching style. It depends on your students. It depends on your age group. Okay. So if I'm focusing on when a teacher asks you to do something, do it. What does that look like and sound like? Turn and talk to your neighbor. Now, I've already taught them how to turn and talk, by the way. Like, you know, we're supposed to be teaching every single system for everything we do in our class, right? So they've already been taught how to turn and talk. If they haven't, I probably will just have them raise their hand. What does it look like and sound like to do what your teacher asks you to do? Okay, so you take some ideas, you can put them on sticky notes, you can make a list on chart paper, you can take your own notes and put it on a slide deck later for review. However, you want to keep track of their thoughts. This is where you're starting to get their opinions. Okay, I told you in the last episode that when we're first introducing these rules, we are not asking what they think it looks like and sounds like. We're going to get all kinds of crazy answers. We don't have time for that. Now is when we are asking for their thoughts and ideas on what it will look like and sound like for those little specific sub-rules that fit within being respectful. And then after a while, you of course gather lots of answers and thoughts, have some conversation. And if you're comfortable and you think the students are comfortable, ask someone to come up and let's act out what it might look like and sound like if I ask Jimmy to do something. All right, Jimmy, come on up here. Okay, Jimmy, will you please go sit down? Wow, did you notice that he sat down right away? Like, he didn't roll his eyes. He didn't stomp his feet. He didn't say anything. He just did exactly what I asked him to do. Let's give Jimmy a round of applause. All right, let's use someone else. All right, Sarah, come on up here. All right, Sarah. Hey, Sarah, would you please go pick that up for me? And maybe you point to something and have them pick it up. Okay. Wow. Notice how Sarah even smiled at me and said, "Sure." Like, that made my heart really happy. Thank you, Sarah. What a great job. Let's give her a round of applause. So you see where I'm going with that. Obviously, I'm using my kindergarten teacher voice. You, of course, are going to put your own personality and spin on it. Okay. So you are going to reinforce all of their ideas and reinforce all of the positive examples by using their name. And you, this is where you are literally building relationships that everybody tells you to build. This is where you're building that classroom community by doing all of this together. You are setting them up for so much success. So then maybe you do the same thing for, well, what does it look like and sound like when a teacher asks you to stop doing something and you need to stop? Okay, what does that look like and sound like? Then you do a turn and talk. Then you do an open share so you could have them raise their hands, however it is that you want to have them share their thoughts. And then again, you act it out. And as I mentioned already, I would not have students act out the wrong way to do this. This is, we are showing them what we want it to look like, not what we don't want. Trust me, you know this, there are going to be plenty of opportunities for you to point out what the wrong way to do these things are, okay? We are not going to take time having kids act out what it doesn't look like, especially with younger students, because they may not even know. And then all we're doing is planting seeds and ideas into their heads of what they could do the opposite of, how they could do the opposite of what it is that we're telling them to do. Then, before we wrap up the classroom meeting, the morning meeting, make a classroom goal for the day, okay? You are going to tell them that you are watching the class all day for signs of respect and for models of respect. So you're looking for students today, since you talked about those two ways that students can can show respect in the class, you're looking for respect all day from the class. And we're going to come back to this in a minute. The next thing that you're going to also share with the students is that you're really paying attention to students who are really being amazing models of respect. And you're going to be watching today, and you're going to do this every single day. This is your morning meeting structure every single day. And already I know some of you who love to switch it up and spice things up, you might be thinking this is boring. It's not. The kids look forward to it. They ask when we're going to do certain things. And if something is different one day, they're like, when are we going to do? They look forward to this time together. And it really does become almost like a family time during your school day. Okay. I told you I was going to share with you a game changer. And for me, I really had to shift my mindset about this because I will admit my attitude sucked whenever I was told that this would be a good thing to implement in my class. And that is closing circle. Remember those goals that you set for your class at the beginning of the day? And remember that we told the students that we're looking out for those behaviors that we want to see in modeling respect daily. This is where the magic happens. Side note, you're rewarding and recognizing that positive behavior that you want to see all day long. You're not waiting for the end. You're always praising Sarah and Jimmy and Lorenzo. You are always praising them whenever they are doing something that's modeling respect, responsibility, safety, kindness, or patience, okay? But the closing circle is where you actually do some positive behavior reinforcement, okay? We're going to talk more about that in next week's episode. But first of all, the morning meeting and the closing circle do not have to be a circle, okay? My closing circle takes place in their sit spots where they're all facing the front of the room. You can do it however you want. We also have a closing circle song. It's the same all year. And once they're in their spots, we dive right into the same routine every single day. We have some students share a joke or a show and tell. We see if we reached our classroom goal. We do a yay or an oops. I will cover all of this later. And we do group stars, and then we have an integrity message. So I'm going to go into more detail for each of these in next week's episode, but today I'm going to focus on the classroom goal. I reinforce that today I was looking for respect in the classroom. And so I asked the students, when I asked you to do something in class today, did you guys do it? And if I asked you all to stop doing something, were you respectful and did you show respect by stopping? And if they just give me thumbs up, thumbs down, and I teach them, they can kind of go in the middle because we do have some of those shaky, quaky days, right? So I elaborate on why I agree or I disagree with them. And if they, as a class, showed respect, I reward the class in a specific and predictable way. All right, I'll talk more in more detail about this next week. Then I move to the students' favorite part of the day. So during your prep period or a time that's close to the end of the day for you, you pick two students who you have seen model respect either once really well or throughout the day. All right. And you should be able to give a specific example of how they showed respect. And they get a positive office referral. And I share a picture of them holding their two trophies and their positive office referrals. I take a picture of them together and I share it with parents on Seesaw or whatever platform you use to communicate with parents. And the next day they get to do some really special things. Again, I'm going to elaborate on this next episode. So finally, and I'm kind of sneaking this in there, we also tally up group stars, all right, which is also super amazing for helping them to work together as a team. But I'm going to cover that next week. So to wrap this up, you've probably gotten to the gist of my philosophy for teaching, reteaching, reviewing, and reinforcing what I expect to see daily in our classroom. With this model, you leave no room for misinterpretation. You leave no room for misunderstanding. You leave no room for them not knowing, and you're beginning to build and continuing to build a classroom community that is based on rules that they need for life, not just for the classroom. And in next week's episode, I'm going to share with you how it is that I reinforce this positive behavior. Trigger warning, I know that this can be a controversial topic, okay? I have my own opinions about PBIS. However, I will share with you how I feel like I've come to a happy medium for how I use positive behavior intervention support in my classroom. And I still have so much to share with you about how I manage my classroom. So I'm going to be hosting a 2-hour workshop all about my step-by-step process that I use every single year to set my students and I up for success. And I would love for you to join us. So go to burnedinteacher.com/classroom-management and register for this live 2-hour training that's happening on Tuesday, September 19th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It will be recorded, but the replay will be available to anyone who registers. So I'm going to be going even more in depth about what all of these processes look like and sound like so that you can manage your classroom and have the classroom community that you've been dreaming of so you can do your job. Teach. Student behavior is a huge reason for teacher burnout, and I hear about it all the time. So if this is something you're struggling with or you're concerned about, again, go to burnedinteacher.com/classroom-management or check the show notes or the description of this episode, and you can join and register from there. So thank you so much for joining me today. I know you've pulled something helpful from this episode. So if you have, leave a comment below or leave a rating and review on Apple iTunes podcast. And of course, you can follow me on Instagram at burnedinteacher. Send me a DM, ask me questions. I love answering questions and connecting with you all. And until next week, take a deep breath because you just took another step to becoming a burned-in teacher. Burn on. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To keep this conversation going, connect with me on Instagram at burnedinteacher. I'm always ready and willing to have a conversation with you about your burnout and ways I can help you to move through it. If you're looking for support in growing through your burnout in ways you never thought possible, check out my online course, Burned In Teacher University, at burnedinteacher.com/course. I'll see you in the next episode. Burn on.